Matt and Jill, Hot Breakfast. You folks have known each other for a while, but you did a benefit many years ago with Joe Trainer. You weren't officially Hot Breakfast yet, but you did a show with Joe, and something clicked. What was it about that show and about performing together?
You know, I don't know. I think we just, we had exactly the same mindset. We were both theater people, so we both had a very kind of visceral approach to entertaining people and to occasionally being funny if we had to. And we had similar taste in music, and we liked to go over the top, and we liked to be silly and self-deprecating. All of that really just kind of clicked, and we just knew, like, this is something we got to keep doing.
Yeah, we knew that we wanted to be more than just musicians. We wanted to put on a show. We wanted to entertain. So when people left our show, we wanted them to not only think, wow, they're really good musicians, but, wow, that was really fun. We should see them again. That's really what happened, yeah. I think.
Was it because you just were having fun that first night that happened? You didn't have any kind of ideas, well, we're going to be a duo and we're going to do all these shows. It just managed to let you have fun and let loose.
It just happened because I'm so comfortable with Matt that I felt really comfortable being silly and dorky, for lack of a better word, with him. And we just, for the most part, there is this kind of playfulness or this wry kind of sense of humor that's always underlining or undermining all of our music, I think.
We have friends who do a lot of improv, and there has to be a lot of trust with each other, and they really support each other. And I think we found, even from the very start, one of us could kind of go off on a little tangent and the other one would be right with them, and we'd be supporting each other in some little impromptu bit or something silly and goofy. And I think that was really when we first noticed we really have this chemistry going, and we have this immediate trust when we're out there performing.
Matt, you mentioned support. That could be said for the whole Wilmington music scene in general. Everybody knows everybody. You're friends with Angela Sheik, folks who have been to our Delaware Public Media Studios before. What have you done with Angela?
First of all, she's one of my musical heroes. Even if she weren't a friend, she's just somebody I look up to so much. And so a few years ago, she released an album called Home Before Dark. And it's this gorgeous, atmospheric album. And she wanted to release the album in a very exciting way because she's a solo performer for the most part. She's a looper. And she wanted to have a CD release tour with a live band, which is something that she really doesn't do very often. So we toured with Angela from New York down to D.C., and we did a bunch of shows. And then she returned the favor with our most recent album. There was a track on there that we had written that we just kind of knew needed that Angela Sheik sort of input. And you can definitely hear not only her voice and her flute on that track, it's called Dream Sequence, but you can also hear her direction as well. Yeah. So we're just thrilled that you know, she collaborated with us.
What is it about Delaware that there's so much great music happening and nationally people might not know that this is going on?
I feel like it's supposed to be competitive and we're supposed to be running each other down. And instead we're doing things like, oh, hey, I know another great person that should come on to this gig, when we should be saying, no, don't bring them on. They're so good. We don't want them to show up. And maybe it's, you know, maybe to a fault. It's so supportive. But
there's something in the water, I
exactly.
think.
Exactly. Every time we play and we hear somebody new, maybe it's an open mic night or just a lot of people playing on a particular evening. There's a series at the Queen in Wilmington called Wilmo Wednesdays, where there's a lot of different artists who come and play for 15, 20 minutes. And every time we've done that or we've just been to one, there's just these meetings afterwards where people get to know each other and they trade emails and become friends and say, I want to work with you. I want to do this. There's just no sense of at least I haven't come across any sense of anyone running each other down or trash talking or anything like that.
You mentioned you have a relatively new CD. It just came out at the very tail end of last year.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Yes, we have this new album, and it's called The Big Reveal, and we released it in November of 2015. And Richie Rubini was our producer, and it's 11 all-original tracks. There might even be a bonus track in there, too, starring a certain dead milkman. But, so Matt writes all the songs, and I do all the singing, and Matt does some of the backup vocals as well. And we play pretty much all the instruments, except drums, which Richie does, and bass, which Ray Gagliardino for the most part.
When we play live, it's almost always as a duo. But when we play, we think we're a full hard rock band. We just that's just because we're old and decrepit, and that's how we believe.
Sure.
But on this album, I think Richie really captured the sound that is in our heads when we play this song. We just send him an acoustic demo. He would listen to it and say, okay, I think I know what you're getting at.
Well, we'd love to hear a song now. Matt, which one would you play for us?
We are going to play a song called Kids Today.
So if there's anybody in the listening audience who's over 40, this song is for you. And if there's anybody in the listening audience who's under 30, this song is about you. Kids today, am I right? They've never worked a day in their life. They don't know how it feels to dig in their heels or even grow a callus on their hands. Our kids today will never understand. Kids today, huh, what the hell? Their lives are spent inside some safety shell. They're spending their teens just staring at their screens and living in some virtual wonderland. Our kids today will never understand. Nope. Every generation has it better than the last. So everybody's had it worse than you. So you better sit and listen while we tell you about the past.
Yeah.
Really, it's the least that you can do. We used to ride our bikes with our heads exposed.
We played tapes on giant stereos.
We'd walk to school all on our own.
No internet, no mobile phones.
We paid for music, stood in lines.
We borrowed books and paid the fines.
And we had to scheme if we wanted to see some naked people on TV. It better than the last. At least I think it's how it's supposed to be. But I wouldn't call them blessed. They gotta grow up in this mess. I'm grateful they're the young ones, not me. Not me. Kids today, am I right? They've never worked a day in their life. They don't know what it means give up on their dreams and give in to the corporate grind and know they're running out of time while singing bitter songs, screaming, what the hell is wrong with kids today? Stupid kids today, rotten kids today, jerky kids today, freaking kids today, kids today, kids today. Your rooms, you ingrates. What do you want to do?